my gosh, this is frustrating. My recorder keeps recording to like the built-in memory instead of the SD card memory, and so it just cuts me off halfway through what I'm saying. So I didn't realize, like, oh. So I've kind of said a lot, and I've literally just been talking to nothing. So that's great. But yeah, so as I was saying, so the disobedience, not good. Like, I think this Africa, especially, like, the missionaries come on the mission for the wrong reason. They come for the money, for the women, and I can't remember what the other thing is, but basically, like, those are, like, the main thing. Oh, and clothes. And, like, just buying things, right? And so I've come to realize that, like, 90% of the missionaries, like, have all this stuff. Like, they all have smartphones. Like, both my companions have smartphones. They're dating sister missionaries on the mission right now. Like, my companion has, I think, like, 10 right now. I don't even know. Like, but so Elder Ayama was explaining this to me. So when a missionary, so we have three, like, he has three phones. So the phone for the mission is, like, the main one. And then, like, that's, like, the one that, like, we're supposed to have. And then he has a smartphone. And then he has this one that's kind of similar to the mission phone. But, like, you know, like, I know he bought it. And so that phone, I guess, is used as, like, basically his way of the mission not finding out about him talking to all the sirs that he talks to, or sisters that he talks to. And so, yeah, it's like, it's really hard because, like, I don't know what to do about it because I know, like, there's just, yeah, it's not good. I don't know what to really do because if I say something about it, a lot of people are going to get in trouble, and then all that's going to fall on me, and it's going to be terrible because I'm brand new to the mission, and my mission is going to literally be trash for 2 years, right? Like, because word travels faster on the mission because everybody has the phones, right? And they all just call each other, and they're all buddies, because, I mean, they're all from Congo, so it's just, yeah, it's not good. So, like, basically, I've just kind of come to the decision that, like, I just kind of have to, as long as he's not, like, putting it on me or, like, it's not affecting me, then that's the case. But, I mean, like, it's kind of affecting my training because I've literally had to just train myself. Like, I don't think I'll ever get him to train me. And, like, they gave us a book. Like, it's, like, a intro to the mission. And it has, like, the 12 weeks, like, broken up, like, to what, like, you're supposed to be studying, what, like, the goals are. And, like, you just kind of keep track of that. So I've just been using that. And basically, I've just realized that, like, training is really individual. Like, you just kind of have to, you just kind of have to have the desire for yourself to want to learn. Like, you can't rely on your trainer to teach you this or teach you that or, like, wake you up in the morning or tell you, like, oh, you need to get dressed, you need to do this, you need to do that. No, it's all personal. That's how a mission is. Like, if you don't have the desire to do good, then you're not going to do it, if that makes sense. Like, because we, like, I'm the first one to wake up every morning. I just get up, I do everything I can, and I just study until my companion wakes up, and then Elder Ayama wakes up, and then they just kind of do what they want. They, like, play on their phones, listen to, like, rap music and all sorts of, yeah, so it's just, yeah. I mean, the great thing is I've come to realize that, like, even if you're surrounded by things that, like, aren't very great, you can still have the spirit. Like, I don't know. I've been able to, because I'm so glad I have my music, because I've just been using that, and, like, if they have their music playing really loud, then I just grab my earphones and I just put them in. It's like I'm not distracted by the music that they're playing. And honestly, like, I feel like I have the spirit with me. I feel like I'm doing exactly what I need to be. And then, like, honestly, it's just kind of, like, it's definitely helped me to know that, like, the Lord's kind of watching out for me. Like, I don't know, it's just, it's awesome. Like, it's been a great testimony builder for me, even though, like, it's been really hard. Like, these last few weeks have been some of the hardest weeks of my life. But I've learned so much about, like, independence and, like, not being reliant on others. Like, I feel like before my mission, like, I always relied on somebody to tell me what to do, right? And I don't know, I've just become more independent and, like, able to just kind of decide and know, like, this is what I'm supposed to do. And if I do it, like, I'll be blessed. If I don't do it, I won't be blessed. And I don't know, it's just, I don't know, I feel like this has kind of all happened just for the Lord to help me learn this, because I feel like it's been a weakness that I haven't even realized I had until now. And it's honestly been amazing. Like, I don't know, it's crazy how a mission works. But yeah, it's been tough for sure. I mean, I can't lie and say it's been easy, because a mission is not easy. There's no way to fully prepare for this. I don't know. You just have to, the only way you can prepare for it is by developing a relationship with the Savior. And once you come to develop a strong relationship with Him, you know you can do anything, because He'll give you the strength you need, even though, like, you might be faced with, like, the hardest things in the world. Like, I've been faced with so much this last week, like, so much more than, like, you guys, I think, will ever understand. But it's just a testimony builder to me, knowing that, like, I've been able to get through it. And, like, I'm still here on my mission. Like, I'm still, like, having the desire to be here. I don't know. Like, it just gives me strength knowing that the Lord is helping me. I know these times right now are really hard, but, like, just trusting in the Lord is the only thing that I can really do at this point. So they have, like, phones, they bought a bunch of clothes, they're dating people, let's see, like, they just come on the mission for the wrong reasons. I don't know, it's kind of frustrating and sad at the same time. Like, the fact that, like, I don't know, like, they just like justifying things and justifying, like, their actions. And, like, I would just kind of be like, you guys, like, you shouldn't be doing this, you shouldn't be doing that, right? Like, just kind of trying to, like, tell them. But, like, I've come to realize that there's nothing I can say to change their desires, and there's nothing I can do to make them want to do good. And so I've just come to realize that, like, as long as they're not, like, forcing me to do things that I don't want to do, or, like, things like that, then I'm okay. But once they start doing that, I think that's when it'll come to the point where I might have to seek help from the president. But at this point, like, I feel like I just kind of have to adapt and understand that this is how 90% of the missionaries here are on the mission, and I just have to come to understand how to work with them and still stay positive. And I don't know, I feel like it's been great to, like, have this be my first trainer to help me understand the mission and how it works, and how I can, like, just kind of work to help make it better. I don't really know, that's, like, my goal. I just kind of want to, like, spend these next 2 years just making Ivory Coast better. I don't know how to do it. I feel like there's, like, a lot of stuff I'm gonna have to do. I mean, I went back and listened to the blessings that you gave me, Dad, and I don't know, I just gathered a lot of strength from that. I don't know, there's just a lot of things that were, like, said in that blessing that, like, just now, like, I've just kind of realized, like, I don't know, it's amazing how the Lord works. But yeah, so, see, that was Friday. Oh, yeah. Let's see. Oh, yeah, so, Friday, at, like, the end. So my companion had to, like, go interview or do, like, an interview for, like, some baptism. Or I don't really know what the heck it was. We went to the zone leader's apartment. I mean, like, this is the same thing. Like, we got to the zone leader's apartment, and they weren't even dressed for the day, and it was, like, 12. So, like that's just how the mission is here. But, yeah, so then we, like, went to the some person's house, and I guess there's, like, some lady that's getting baptized, and they wanted my companion to, like, know how to do an interview, or I don't really know what was happening, but so that's basically what happened. And so we were there for a while, and then after that we went and to the sector, and we taught a few lessons, and I got to extend a baptismal invitation to for Bunyan, so that was cool. He's gonna get baptized, like, this next Saturday, I think, but he didn't come to church this Sunday, so I don't really know what's gonna happen. I feel like, yeah, we'll see what happens with that, but we'll probably just go meet with him, hopefully. I don't know, like, we have a lot of people that we kind of find, but, like, I don't know, since we spend so much time, like, just sitting in the apartment, like, we go out to the sector really late at, like, 1, and then we're out there, and we, like, talk to different people, and we try to find, like, people to teach, like, that we've already talked to, and I don't know, it's just, like, I feel like me and my companion could be doing a better job of, like, calling people and following up with them, but I don't really know. Maybe he's doing that, and I just don't realize it, but, yeah. Also, another thing is, like, so we need to make photocopies for the, the area book, and so, like, we still yet to make them. So, like, we have, like, all these people, and we haven't even been writing anything in the area book about it. And I feel like that's, like, our biggest problem. Like, I'm on my companion, like, every day. Like, we need to make photocopies, but, like, it's just kind of gotten to the point where, like, he's already, like, pretty bugged with me. I don't know. I don't really know how to describe it. It's just, it's hard, because, I mean, like, I want to, like, do stuff, but it's, like, I feel like I'm just kind of walking on pins and needles. Like, it's really hard to, like, do stuff, because, like, if I say one thing, like, it'll just set him off, and he'll, like, that's just kind of how they are, and, like, I've just come to kind of understand what Abangozo was saying about how, like, the Congolese are really hard to work with, but I've come to, like, realize that, like, the more you focus on the bad, the harder it is to stay positive, but, like, the more you focus on the positive, the easier it is to stay positive, even though there's all of this bad around you. And, like, I've just kind of tried to focus on, like, the positive things about my trainer, like, the fact that, like, when we get out to the sector, like, he just serves everyone, like, he's awesome at that, and, like, just talking to, like, as many people, like, I don't know, it's, like, that's, like, I'm just, like, there's just things like that, like, I just try to just focus on those things versus, like, all of the negative things, you know, and that has helped me to stay positive. And it's, like, it's kind of, like, different from the MTC, because, I mean, like, I just kind of, like, it was easier to stay positive in the MTC, because, like, the spirit's so strong, but, like, here, like, the spirit you feel is this effort that you put into your studies, and, like, if you don't put a lot of effort into your study, you won't feel the spirit. Like, I've even had, like, some days where, like, I'm just, like, really tired, and, like, I just don't get to every part of studying, and, like, I've felt, like, the difference. Like, it, like, you just have to put in the effort every day, and it works. Like, you'll feel the difference. But, yeah, so that's been great. Let's see. Saturday. What did we do Saturday? Oh yeah, so I got up and, like, swept the whole apartment, because my companions wanted to clean today, like, clean our whole apartment today. I'm like, no, like, it's a Sabbath, you guys, and, like, I mean, they were already mocking me because I didn't want to spend money last Sunday to go drop something off to some elder. And so, like, today they were just kind of like, oh, look, you don't, like, you don't want to clean on Sunday, like, oh, let's go buy something. Like, I don't know. They're just kind of annoying about it, but, and so we, so I just swept yesterday so that, like, I didn't have to clean today. And so, like, we're, like, walking, and I'm, like, telling them, like, okay, like, you guys, like, I swept yesterday so, like, I didn't have to clean today. They're like, oh, like, that was just something personal. Like, you got to help us clean today. But, yeah, I ended up just not helping, and they still have yet to realize that I haven't helped. So it's kind of a blessing in disguise, because I've been praying, like, all day that, like, I'll be able to, like, keep the Sabbath day holy, and, like, my companions won't be able to, like, keep me from doing that, you know? And I don't know, I've just seen, like, the small little things of, like, the Lord helping me, and it's just been amazing. Like, just small things like that. Like, today even, so we ran out of water, so we didn't have water for, so we didn't eat breakfast this morning, because we were, like, my companions were late getting up, and I guess we had church earlier than I realized, so I didn't make myself food, and so, and then we didn't have lunch either, so, like, I was freaking starved today, and so we come back to the apartment to make food, right, and all of the water that, like, my companions used to clean, like, they never filled up the buckets, so we had, like, no water because the water was shut off, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, I'm literally gonna die. Like, I should have just fasted today. But yeah, so then, yeah, I don't know why. I should have just opened up fast. Like, that was, now looking back, I just realized that was dumb. But, so, then, so, like, I'm just, like, my companion, so, like, they had enough water to make, like, sauce, but we didn't have enough water to, like, make, like, rice or spaghetti or, like, something like that. And so, my companion, he's like, oh, like, I'm just gonna go buy something. And so, same with, like, other Ayama, and I'm like, I'm not gonna buy something on the Sabbath, so, like, I go down with them because I just kind of have to follow them, right? And, like, he buys some food, Elder Ayama didn't, but, so we're, like, going up, and I'm just, like, praying as hard as I can. I'm like, Heavenly Father, like, please just, like, give us water, give us some way to, like, get water. Like, I don't want to have to buy water, I don't want to have to do this, right? We get back up to the apartment, and, like, my companion, like, just makes his food, eats, and, like, Elder Ayama didn't buy stuff. He was, like, kind of in the same boat as me. And then, all of a sudden, like, you just hear the water turn back on. And I'm like, oh my gosh, thank you, Heavenly Father. And, like, Elder Ayama just hurries and runs and goes and grabs his spaghetti and makes himself some food. So I'm just like, okay, whatever. So I just gotta, like, let them just kind of go. Because they're, I don't know, it's kind of crazy here. But yeah, so then I just kind of made myself... So I just gotta wait for him to just kind of get done, because I mean, like, if I, like, it's just kind of tough, because, like, anytime I ever want to do something, it's always, like, not good, but anytime they ever want to do something and I don't comply with them, then it's, like, a huge deal. Like, it's really tough being in a companionship of two other Africans, one from Nigeria, one from Congo. But I don't know, I feel like it's just kind of like I was saying earlier, like, the Lord's way of just teaching me things that, like, there's no other way that I could learn them, right? Like, I don't know, it's like, weird how it works, but, like, it's great. Like, it's, like, not a big deal. Like, I've just kind of learned to just kind of deal with it, and, like, there's certain things that, like, I can fight them on, but, like, certain things that it's just kind of, like, just let them do it. Like, it's not worth the fight, right? So Saturday, let's see, so they claim, all right, no, that was Sunday. Oh, man, I've just kind of, like, been talking, and I don't even remember what the heck is going on. Oh yeah, so yesterday we didn't leave to the sector till like 12:30 or 1-ish. But so I got like a ton of studying yesterday after cleaning and stuff, which was awesome. And then after that, then we just kind of went to the sector. And what was really nice is we taught like a lot of guys, which is surprising because literally we only teach women. Like, my companion is like obsessed with women. It's not good. Like, we're literally just like, we find all these women to teach, but we never really teach guys. But yesterday we taught like a ton of guys, so it was really nice to like actually like teach somebody else, because it's just really frustrating, but it's alright. And so then after that, so then yeah, and like literally, so here like people just freaking whip out their boob and breastfeed their kid. Like, it's just like, yikes. It's just, oh, it's very not good. And my companion likes going up and teaching them while they're breastfeeding. And I'm like, holy crap, dude, like, this is not okay. Like, I can't even, like, I just look over. Like, it's so uncomfortable. I hate it. So that's mainly why I get really excited when we just go teach, like, men, because that isn't the case. But yeah, so we didn't get back till 8:30 again yesterday, because my companion just kind of likes going late to the sector and then getting back really late, so it's kind of frustrating. I wish we could just leave earlier, and then after that, we can just, like, get back earlier, right? So I don't really know. Maybe I'll talk to him about it and see what happens with that, but, oh yeah, so we went down to like give some other missionaries some money or something. I don't really know what was going on. It seemed like it was like a, I don't really know what the heck was going on. But what was really funny, so so one of my MTs, or like one of the people that like I was in the MTC with, Elder Conan, so he's an Ivorian and he's a total stud, like I love the guy. But so he, I just don't think he has great role models in his room. Like, his companion is, like, a dude that, like, I know is just not a great guy, but it's alright. He's a stud. Like, he's the funniest guy. But so, Elder Conan was wearing a hat that literally just said Dumb A on it. Like, and I don't think he realized, like, what it meant. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I know, like, his companion just, like, was like, oh, dude, like, get this hat. Like, I can just see it. Like, oh, it's not good. I don't really know how to help him out with that. But that was, like, really funny to see. Oh, it cracked me up. I was like, oh my gosh, this poor guy. But, yeah, so it was cool to see him and talk with him. Yeah, that's like, oh yeah, so we were teaching this girl yesterday. So this is another person. So she, like, she's had like, I think it was like 10 missionaries that have taught her. Like, she's been an investigator forever. Like, she's been taught all the lessons, everything, and she never commits to baptism, right? And so yesterday, like, we just talked to her forever, and like, she wasn't committing to anything. And then finally, like, my companion just like looked at me to bear my testimony, and literally, like, I don't even remember what I said, but like, I was like super just like straight to the point. Like, I'm like, basically I just told her, like, I came on the mission for one reason only. Like, I left my whole family all the way back on the other side of the world to come here and teach the gospel. And, like, I'm not here because, like, if I didn't have a testimony of this gospel, I wouldn't be here, right? And, like, I just was telling her, like, I was just testifying of, like, everything. And after I was done, like, we just kind of left and stuff. And Ayama came up to me. He's like, dude,
nice testimony, man.
It was funny. Oh, it cracked me up. I was like, dude, that wasn't me, man. That's just his spirit, dude. But it was cool. Because, like, I don't remember a word that I said. But I guess they understood what I said. Like, that's, like, it's just, like, little things like that that just, like, keeps me going, you know? And I just kind of hold on to those little things every day. And it just, like, keeps me going through the day. And, like, that's just kind of what I do. And, like, the more I focus on those things, the more I notice them and the happier I feel. And it's, like, that's just kind of how I've been just kind of progressing throughout the mission. And, like, it's just, it's awesome. Hey, it's been great. The Lord has helped me so much. Like, I know I can do this on my own. For sure. Yeah, that's, like, basically it for my day. Or for my week, I mean. Yeah, so, let's see, I mean, today, we just had church. It's pretty cool. So we had two sacrament meetings because we're over two sectors right now. And so that's, like, another thing. Like, we have to walk, like, our apartment's really far from me and my companion sector, but it's kind of closer to Elder Ayama's. But we like going to mine. So, like, we just kind of walk a lot, which is honestly the best thing ever because it's, like, the closest thing I get to running, and I just love it. Like, getting, like, just sitting cooped up in an apartment kills me. Like, when we get out to walk, I'm like, let's just walk forever. Like, oh, it's so great. So that was, like, awesome yesterday. And honestly, it's been kind of nice to just be able to walk. But yeah, so we did that, and then so today at church, so we had, like, the two sacrament meetings, which was really cool. Bishop Mel told me that he wanted me to speak in the month of January. So I'm, like, terrified for that because I literally don't know French. But it's okay. I'll, like, prepare something. I mean, I've given a talk before in French, so it's, like, not that bad. And plus, it's kind of nice because I can just kind of write what I want to say and then go up and just kind of read it. But, I mean, I don't know. I'll probably, like, I don't like just reading a talk. I like rather just, like, saying what comes to mind. So I'll probably, we'll see what I do. I'll probably do something like that. But, let's see, after that, then we had, like, combined, like, we were combined for priesthood. Like, it was young men, or not young men, like, elders and Relief Society were combined. And so that was pretty cool. And then after that, came back to the apartment and just had been here, like, all day. We went and, like, walked a little bit in the sector, but then we just came back, like, I don't know, we should be proselyting, but neither of my companions like to. Like they even said to me today, they're like, you're in Africa, this is the Africa mission, we don't proselyte on Sunday or Monday. I'm like, okay. And I can't really fight them on it, because, I mean, like, it just causes more problems, you know? But, yeah. Definitely learned a lot of patience. Like, I think that's, like, the biggest thing you learn your entire mission. And, like, if you have patience, you can do anything. And, like, just learning to love people, even if, like, they make you, like, so angry or, like, do things that bug you, like, learning to, like, love them for who they are and looking past all of their, like, faults. Like, I don't know. Like, that's exactly what the Savior did. And, like, I mean, nobody's perfect. Like, it's hard to do that. Like, I mean, everybody's human, you know? But, like, I've just been trying to, like, be more Christ-like and just kind of looking at the positive of things. And I don't know, it's given me a lot of strength. But, yeah, I've been talking for a long time, so probably should stop. But I just want you guys to know I love you guys tons. And can't wait to talk to you guys tomorrow. Hopefully we Hopefully we go to Elon tomorrow. Let's see if my companion wants to or not. But, yeah. So I love you guys tons, and can't wait to hear from you. And also, Happy New Year! Can't believe it's already, like, time for New Year's. It doesn't even feel like it, but actually it does, because it's literally insane. Like, if I were to open the window right now, like, you would be able to hear all the crazy music and the fireworks. Like, it's awesome. It's super cool. And, like, the worst thing is we were walking downstairs, and I just smelled fresh fondue, and I was like, oh, I want that. Like, I literally miss fondue so much. But it's good. I mean, I had great. Oh, dinner was great tonight. So I made myself some rice, and then we had, like, the sauce. And then afterwards, like, I was like, you know, like, I should try, like, rice. Because still here, like, they don't have the milk. I use powder. And then sugar. You just add, like, sugar in with the powder, and then it's just good. Oh, my gosh. It's so good. Like, rice with the powder. Because the powder is, like, so, like, I don't know how to describe it. Like, when milk is really good, it's, like, vitamin D. Oh, what the heck. Creamy. It's, like, really creamy. Oh, my gosh. It was so good with some sugar. Oh, I think I'm going to start eating that, like, every day. It's amazing. But, yeah. I love you guys tons. Hope you guys have an awesome New Year's celebration together. And can't wait to talk to you guys tomorrow. Love you guys.